list, please?
I have a question. I have a guy walking around on my sidewalk yelling at customers. And
what is your address?
It's 415 Tennessee Street. He's claiming he's protesting, but it has nothing to do with my store.
What is he protesting?
He was fired.
He was fired from your store or what store?
No. The owner of the store also owns a set of daycares, and he was fired.
Oh, okay. What's the name of your store?
It's a Sela Christian store.
He's protesting in front of the Christian store?
Yes.
Hmm. Do you know his name?
His name is Robert.
Do you know his last name?
I do not know his last name.
Is that him yelling?
Yeah. He's claiming he wasn't paid minimum wage or living wage, but he made more than minimum wage. And it's
When was he fired?
This morning.
And what business was he fired from?
He was fired from J&L Daycare.
Is there a way that maybe code enforcement could not be taken?
Is he white, black, Hispanic, Asian?
He's a Hispanic.
What color shirt is he wearing?
He's wearing no shirt.
Pants or shorts?
He's wearing blue pants.
Does he have a sign or anything, or just out there yelling?
Okay. Oh, they heard him.
I heard him.
Okay, yeah, he's yelling at customers as they walk in and out, too.
Okay. All right. He doesn't have a sign or anything? He's just verbal?
No, he has signs that say the minimum wage, or living wage, not minimum wage, and stuff like that.
And what is your name?
It's Calvin.
Brothers, please.
Hi, my name is Valerie. I live on Lassen Street in Redlands, and I just called my mom right now just to remind her to take her medication, and she was just letting me know that there was a bunch of cops on our street. And I don't know if the street's blocked off or anything, but I was just calling to find out what's going on.
They're doing an investigation. Nobody's in any danger, and that's about all I can tell you right now.
Okay.
Everybody's fine. Nobody's in any danger. We're just following up on an investigation.
Okay. Is this related to that fire truck thing that happened last week?
It's possible, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of wondering what was going on with that, too.
Hold on 1 second for me. Like I said, they're investigating it, and I don't have any information to give out at this time.
Oh, okay. Is there any, if there's any updates, how will we find out?
They may put out, if they end up figuring out what happened, they may put out a public announcement type thing. You can always call and talk to our detectives if you have information. Hold on 1 second. 911, we're recording. Hello, 911. Hello, do you have an emergency? Okay, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, right now we don't have any information right now. If you have information you need to share with a detective, I can take your name and number, but other than that, we're still working the investigation.
Oh, okay. No, I wish I had information, but no, I don't have any. I usually like to take walks around my neighborhood, but just with that happening, I haven't been feeling safe.
I understand.
So, yeah, I've just been meaning to call to ask what was going on.
I'm sure we'll put something out from our PR department when they have information.
Okay.
Usually they do that.
Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Okay.
Is she gonna
911, what is the location?
It's 415 Tennessee Street.
Okay, and what's going on there?
It's not my employee, but we have a disgruntled employee. We don't know his mental state. We're trying to load clients, disabled clients.
Can I get a description of him, please?
You know what? He's Hispanic, heavy set. Let me see what kind of clothes he's wearing. Hold on. Pat, was he wearing clothes? He has a shirt off. He's got a brown hat on. He's holding a sign he's screaming, yelling. And for fear of retaliation, we don't want him to know that we called.
Okay. We won't tell him. We have, we should have at least one officer on scene and three others on the way.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
On the way.